Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and welcome back for a new episode on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today I'm recording this episode from my couch. I am not in a place where I'm nowhere near able to work from my desk. If you've been following me on Instagram, you probably have noticed some pictures I've posted yesterday on my Instagram stories. I've participated in the Lisbon marathon yesterday. So right now my body is killing me, but I really thought at least I'm able to talk. So there's no reason why I would not be able to upload an episode on the podcast this week. And for today's episode, I really wanted to touch on a topic that I feel is very relevant at the moment and something that I get to, I suppose, talk about a lot with friends, clients, customers, and everyone else. It's, really that misconception of what feminine energy, masculine energy actually means. I use those terms a lot in my work, and sometimes I feel people misunderstand what they really mean. And here I really want to go deep into what does it mean when we talk about divine masculine or divine feminine, what are the qualities associated with each of them, how to connect with them, but also, how do you know if you tend to lean more into one than the other? Because we all tend subconsciously, whether we like it or not, to dive deeper into one extreme than the other. It's very rare to find someone that's balanced in their energetic blueprint in that sense, that they would have both masculine and feminine at the same level. Usually, people tend to fall more into one than the other. So we'll talk about this today. Before I get started, please keep in mind something very important. Here, I'm talking about something that has nothing to do with gender. It's not about male versus female or anything like that. Here, we're talking about energy. So it'd be the exact same thing as, for example, talking about the yin and the yang. You know, this is what it's all about. So first of all, I really wanted to touch on kind of where it all stems from because I feel it's very interesting. I'm someone that has, I have my son in the ninth house. So, I love learning. I'm a student of life. I'm a lifelong student. And I love the fact that the divine masculine, for example, is something that we can see through many different cultures and through history. It's very obvious, but not so obvious at the same time. For example, we see it being represented through Christianity, obviously. Anyone here from a Christian background would know, the correlation between God and divine masculine. Then we also have other cultures, for example, in Hinduism, some of the main gods were depicted as embodying that divine masculine energy. And last but not least, an area where, for example, I am a bit more versed in, it's mythology, in particular Greek mythology, because in it, we have very potent figures that would really embody the energy of that divine masculine and what it represents, such as obviously Zeus or Jupiter, and many, many more. But here, I think the idea is just to remember that it's about archetypes. It's not about whether we're talking about a man or a woman. It's really archetypal energy that we all hold within ourselves. We all have these energies deeply ingrained within us, you know? And it's here what my goal today is really to show you that, you know, there's no one that's good and one that's bad or anything like that. It's most about learning to work with both so that you be bringing more harmony into your existence. That's really the main objective here today. And again, we can't function without one. So if you're someone that's really too deep into the masculine or too deep into the feminine, it's very difficult for you to function without the other. And I think, unfortunately, we live in a society where we've been told, based on our gender, there's one for us to embody and there's another one for us that's just not accessible to us. There's one that's said as being positive, one as being negative. But, you know, I disagree. I fully disagree because, you know, we've talked about the masculine and the divine masculine figures. Same goes for the divine feminine. I mean, there's been goddesses, for example, associated with divine feminine energy, you know, throughout history as well. Same again, Greek mythology, Roman mythology, as well as, for example, pagan tradition, you know, and so on and so forth. So both have been present throughout history. But here it's about remembering that, you know, like it's they complement one another. It's like we said at the beginning, the yin and the yang, they both work together to balance each other out. Because what happens if you're too much in your feminine? You know, you might be too much in more, you might be too much introverted. Maybe you find it hard to come out of your shell. You find it hard to take action. It's difficult for you to feel empowered in a sense. It's very much of that submissive energy. But then on the other side, if you're too much in that masculine energy, what can happen? You become very assertive, but then you become very extroverted. You want to dominate people around you. Maybe you might come across as someone that's a bit too strong with other people, a bit blunt, a bit harsh, a bit aggressive, and that's not good either. So I really want to touch on first, you know, what are, for example, traits associated with each of them? Because just to give you an idea as to, you might feel this way, you might resonate more with one than the other. And then this will give you a bit of an idea as to if, for example, you tend to embody so much more your divine masculine energy, then maybe you need to work on your feminine energy to balance it out. So, for example, first thing that comes to me when we talk about masculine energy, it's going to be structure, logic, taking action. It's that sense of, you know, doing. The feminine is about being. The masculine is about doing. And there's that sense of, yeah, being very confident. You're there, you're embodying your fullest expression of self, being unapologetic. You know, you're ready to fight, you're ready to stand up, you're ready to speak, you're ready, you know, just to go for it. Divine feminine is a little bit more, as we said at the beginning, is a little bit more introverted, you know, a little bit more behind the scenes. It's an energy that's about, you know, just, I suppose, making concessions, but maybe being more emotionally tuned in some ways. You know, it's about being, so it's about feeling. Feeling emotions, feeling sensations. It's very much focused on our inner world, whereas the masculine is more so on the outer world. You know, it's, you know, this is where you can really see that the two are kind of very, very different. And obviously, for that reason, there's not one better than the other. You know, because both of them hold their their benefits in so many ways. What do we think about as well when we think about masculine and feminine is definitely that sense of, the fact that this balance is not going to look the same for everybody, and here it's not about, telling you that the energy you lean into is not right. That's why you absolutely need the other one to be able to thrive. It's not about that. It's all about, finding out what works for you and awakening the energy that at the moment deserves and should be awakened. And that's going to look very different for all of us. We're all so different that way. There's not going to be one set road or route for each and every one of us. Now, after we've just touched on this, another way for you to find out which elements you might be lacking in is also by looking purely at your natal chart. Your natal chart can tell you a lot about where you could be potentially lacking in terms of polarity, whether it's your masculine or your feminine. And what I love to do, for example, is whenever I do a natal chart consultation, I always love to touch on that at the beginning because it's so powerful and it sets the tone for the rest of the reading. And it allows us to really work with your blueprints and learn what is best for you. What is it that you need at this moment in time? What I usually do to get that done, I look at the elements in your chart. So I will look, for example, at the planets and where they are placed. Depending on the sign your planets will be placed in, whether it's Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, etc., then I will be able to calculate how many planets you have in each of these and which element is prominent in your chart. Someone that has a fire dominance in their chart is going to be obviously very different to someone that has a water dominance in their chart. To make it very simple, fire and earth are considered masculine polarities. Earth and, no, sorry, did I say fire and air? Yeah, are masculine. And then earth and water are feminine polarities. So I look at these to be able to tell me, first of all, from that perspective, what's going on. And then I also look sometimes at the modes. So whether that particular sign is cardinal, fixed, mutable, that can also tell me a lot. But definitely your elemental makeup is where we will start doing the work. You can do that for yourself and have a look. You'll be able to see a lot of info just by doing that. If you're unsure of how to do this, you can always DM me at jewelsandgems.shop and I'll be very happy to give you some tips or clarify if you're unsure. Or if you really want to dive in deep in this work, definitely I would suggest to book a reading with me, a consult, and we'll be able to really dive deep into this. This way you'll be 100% sure, there'll be no confusion, and we'll be able to really see how that impacts you, how to work with it, and how you can thrive in this. So yeah, I would say the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about for example, the divine feminine, because a lot of people in my audience are women, so maybe they'll be more inclined to resonate with that energy. So I'm going to talk about this one first. So as we said earlier, there's a lot of divine feminine figures that we've been associating with that energy for a long time in throughout history. And I think what I would say is that, the qualities that came up to me first when I think about divine feminine is creativity, compassion, gentleness, sensuality, intuition. Those words are very much for me connected to the divine feminine. Whereas on the other side, divine masculine could be more, obviously, we said, being assertive, action. oriented, being self-confident. It's that warrior archetype. And for example, whereas the feminine is more of the healer archetype, so very different energies. How can you connect with your divine feminine if you feel, for example, that it's an energy that you find it hard to embody? That sense of, being more receptive than active, being more patient, being a good listener, being accepting, forgiving, loving, healing, collaborative. If all those keywords seem to be a hard one for you to embody and embrace, well, I'm going to give you some tips. First of all, when we think about divine feminine energy, usually it would be about slowing down. It's about taking it easy, and really focusing on that first step, which is clean, like taking time to just chill. Sometimes even just that can be a bit of a tricky one. If you're more into your masculine energy than your feminine, taking the time to chill and relax and rest can be tricky. Well, here it's about reminding you, that's what I'm doing today. If you fall into that category, please make sure you take a couple of minutes today to just be sitting with yourself and just resting, relaxing, chilling, doing something for you, something that's not stimulating you, whether that's your phone, whether that's, TV, people, whatever. Just sit in your own presence. Ideally, you could grab a book, for example, listen to some relaxing, sounds, not music necessarily, but for example, you can find those on YouTube, those sounds that are like replicating water or birds or like being in the forest or something, or even just go to the forest or to the park and just sit down, close your eyes, and just, sit in that peace and quiet. Another way to do this, now I know for a lot of people that's going to sound a bit more tricky because I'm aware it's not something we all, tune into so easily. It's about connecting with, self-love. Self-love is going to be so important because the feminine energy is all about that. It's about self-acceptance. It's about compassion. Think about, like rose quartz, kunzite, morganite. These stones are all embodying that divine feminine energy, which is all about, showing yourself the compassion and the love and the kindness and the forgiveness that you deserve. And being, open to activating that is going to be super potent. Another example will be, tapping into your intuition. So what I love to recommend to people that struggle with their feminine polarity is to dive in into a practice that involves their intuition. How do you do that? You have different options. For example, I like to work with lithomancy, which is literally the art of using crystals as a divination tool. If this is something you're interested in, definitely again, book a reading with me. You'll find those in the links in the description of the podcast. I offer these and they're super potent. But learning at some stage to do that for yourself is going to be really, really strong. Tarot is another wonderful tool because tarot also invites you to connect to that intuition, that gut feeling, because those cards that you pull, you have to use your intuition to pick them and then be able to understand them, and their energy is going to be down to you, quieting your mind, focusing on the present moment, going inward to find the answer you're looking for. And as I said at the beginning, this is what the divine feminine is all about. Another example will be making sure that you journal. Journal is another great practice because it's really connecting you to your feelings. And as we said, with the feminine, the divine feminine, it's not about doing, it's about being, it's about feeling. So taking the time to try, it doesn't have to be every day. If every day doesn't suit, it can even be just the likes of every new moon and full moon, taking the time to do a journaling practice. If you download my freebie by registering to our newsletter on our website, Jewels and Gems Shop, you'll be able to receive a list of journaling prompts that I've created specially for you guys to help you kickstart your journaling practice. And something I would say is really just go with the flow. Don't overthink it. Even if your first line starts off like something like, I don't know what I'm doing this. I don't know what to say, but I'm here trying. That is okay. If that is your first sentence, that is fine. Something might come up after as you keep going. Here, it's about tapping into your creative juices. It's about connecting with whatever that inner voice has to share and tell you, because that inner voice is valid and it deserves to be heard. Then, something else is definitely going to be about embodying your sensual self. This is another very strong part of what the Divine Feminine energy is all about. It's not about sexuality. Sexuality is much more masculine in my eyes. It's more about feminine sensuality. So, pleasure through the senses. Sensuality is about the senses. So, getting in touch with your senses, smelling things, enjoying the taste of things. For example, when you eat a delicious ripe fruit, rather than just eating it and going, take the time to really, enjoy the taste of it, the feeling in your mouth. You know what I mean? You get it. Oops, sorry about that. And just connect with that. After, for example, taking a shower, it could be about grabbing your favorite body oil or lotion, and just while you're rubbing it in, doing it slowly, taking your time, smelling that beautiful perfume in it, if there is a perfume, but just taking the time to really enjoy the process. This is what it's all about. And then if I was to give one last, I would say just trying to incorporate things in your life that are really considered more feminine. So doing things from a yin perspective. Look, the best thing to do is to look up on, for example, on Pinterest, really, what are the colors associated with the Divine Feminine, and maybe trying to wear those colors more. Music is associated with the Divine Feminine, and listen to that kind of music more. Watching movies connected with that energy, essential oils, crystals, and herbs, and so much more. There's plenty of things you can work with and do. This is just to give you a bit of an idea, I think connecting to the Divine Feminine is going to be super important for us all, not just so much from a perspective of us as a collective, that we need to really step away from what masculine represents and what it's all about, because I think we live in a society where unfortunately it's been taken too seriously, and where, we seem to have forgotten that, for example, the earth at the end of the day is called Mother Earth for a reason. That some of the oldest spiritual traditions and beliefs are rooted in, the feminine energy as being the center of creation, and so on and so forth, And embracing that is going to be really, really powerful. I'm not saying we should forget about the masculine, but if you're somebody that really struggles with embodying that energy, this is your message to start today to open yourself to finding a balance in here. And if we're to talk about the divine masculine, I think some of the best practices, in my opinion, to embody it is going to be, for instance, standing up for yourself, setting your boundaries straight and clear when something comes your way, if someone comes your way, it's about reminding yourself that, you have to stick up for you because, you are going to be your best friend in these situations and you're going to be the one that can actually do it the best. Another one is, for example, taking more action, not being so much into, feeling things, thinking it through, but never doing it. Leaning into our intuition is fine and it's good and it's powerful. But when you overdo it, unfortunately, it means you become an overthinker and you don't take the time to actually go and do things. And that can be detrimental to you in so many ways. It can stop you from doing things you really want to. It can stop you from taking the best suitable action that's the most in your benefit. It can stop you from helping somebody that really needs it. I mean, I could go on and on. It's about finally reminding yourself that you have to just go and do it. Work with, for example, gods, deities, archetypes that are associated with the masculine. Crystals associated with divine masculine energy. Work with, find a, a teacher or a mentor, someone you really like, someone whose teachings you really resonate with that embodies that divine masculine energy. Another one is using affirmations. Affirmation is so powerful, not just for crystal work, but for masculine energy work too. Using like affirmations and mantras such as I am strong, I am a warrior, I can take action, I am disciplined, I am strong, I am rooted in logic, I am a leader. Those words, this is, using those mantras are really going to be super powerful to add to your practice. Taking risks again, if you're finding it difficult to do that, here is your call to start today. This is how you're gonna make your dreams a reality. It's by detaching yourself from the outcome and reminding yourself that if I don't take any risk, nothing will change. It's about starting from wherever you are this time. Maybe you really struggle. It's an energy that you really, really find hard to comprehend and embody. Start with whatever you have. It's not about being a completely person tomorrow. It's about what can I do tomorrow? What could be one action that I could take just to make myself a little bit closer to where I want to be? This is what we're talking about here. And, definitely sometimes healing our relationship to the masculine can be really potent because that's sometimes where there could be a lot of difficulties for a lot of us in terms of embodying our inner masculine because we have old trauma, old wounds associated with that energy, whether that is from someone in our childhood that we associated with the masculine energy that, for example, unfortunately hurt us. And now we reject it at all costs, subconsciously. It's so important to remember that, looking at these things, being fully aware of it, this is the start of the process. It's not about healing all these wounds straight away, but just by being aware of them, recognizing them, saying to yourself, okay, well, I can see that this is what I struggle with. This is my challenge is to overcome my masculine inner masculine wounds because this happened to me, because this person did this to me, because I experienced that at that stage. But if you keep stuck and you refuse to face it, unfortunately it's going to be difficult. So just noticing it, accepting it, being kind to yourself. And integrating it is going to help, I'm sure. So I think the idea here to finish today's episode is really to remember that To be balanced, we need both. It's the yin and the yang at the end of the day. They work together, and to become more clear, to really embody your fullest potential, and really feel like you connect to. Tapping in both is really going to help you to embody your most potent self and really tapping into this full potential you have, and if you're struggling with finding out which of these you're lacking in or which one of these you need more support with, I would strongly recommend to book in a natal chart reading with me, and we can dive into your charts fully in depth and explore all parts of who you are, from your sun, moon, and rising, what I call your trinity, to all your other planets and all the other beautiful aspects of your chart. It'd be a true pleasure and honor for me to do this work with you and really answer all the questions you hold, whatever that is. I'm here for you. I also have more specific readings that are more technical based on whether you feel like these are more suitable for you. I have astrocartography, which is all about the astrology of traveling and living, finding the best place for you to live in the world, to live your best potential. We also have the karma and purpose reading, which is very powerful, and obviously the career slash business readings, if this is something where you feel that you need a little bit of support on, a perspective from an astrologer, I'll be delighted to support you and help you in this. And again, guys, if you have any questions about anything, please don't be shy. Reach out to me on Instagram or wherever else you follow me on, and I'll be delighted to help you. It was my absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast or leave us a review. That would be super, super helpful. If there's anything in particular you enjoy, please share it with me on socials. Please let me know if there's anything in particular you'd like to hear more of on the podcast. That would be also wonderful for me to hear what you guys have to say, because I truly value your opinion. And yeah, I'll be delighted to talk to you next week. See you guys. Bye.